So this afternoon, a statement's gone out that outlines everything that has happened over the last kind of month or so since week one and since the incident occurred. It basically says, in short, that the reps that were involved and have been kind of evidentially proved to be involved have been disciplined by the students' union. They've been removed from any positions of responsibility within the union for this year. The university also carried out a disciplinary process that was separate to our own. And it also highlights that around that particular incident, there is a wider culture that is prevalent, not just within this university, but across the whole country. And that's something that we as a union are taking steps towards tackling. We'll start with week one. We're getting the week one exec in to have a chat about how we can improve things around week one specifically, but then look into the wider kind of implications of that particular kind of culture, because it is prevalent and increasingly so. So it's important that we really knuckle down and start to tackle some of those issues.
And what does this mean for kind of Nottingham students in general?
I don't think tomorrow morning we're going to wake up and everything's going to be completely different. But what I do think it should act as is a kind of like a bit of a warning, a bit of an eye opener, because this is something that's come to light, and it's not something that, as kind of I've hinted to, it's something that's part of a wider culture. It's not a completely isolated incident, and so we are all part of that. We are all part of kind of the culture of our country, of our university, however you want to frame it. And so I would encourage people to look at this particular incident and see if that's something that kind of resonates with what other people are doing within the union, and start to address some of those issues themselves.
As your role as SU president, Harry, what are you going to be doing to make sure that things change?
So my role is, I'm part of a team, but I'm also a figurehead of the union. And so it's important that for me personally, that I can kind of encourage whatever behaviours need to change personally, but also I'm not going to be able to kind of change a culture single-handedly. One person can't do that. So it's really important that everyone within the university, all students, staff as well, I've had concerns raised to me from staff, and all everyone who's part of our university community really takes this on board as their own issue, because it's not just my problem, it's not just a student union problem. I will do everything I can to help it, but it really affects individuals, and it's important that those individuals kind of champion the reversing of a culture that is, as week one's demonstrated, can be quite detrimental.
Where can people find more information about this if they want to read up a bit more about it?
So all the information that we or I currently have, or the Students' Union currently has, is what's going out through the statement. So the statement is on the website. It's being emailed out to students as well. So every single student should have an email in their inbox shortly. I think we've had a couple of technical issues around getting out, but it will be there shortly. So that'll be there. And then also through social media, that's all we've got up to date. And then what we've committed to, which is in the statement, is any updates will again come out probably online. But I mean, we're all physical people too, so conversations are more than welcome to come in. I recommend if anyone's got particular issues around it, they can go into the Student Advice Centre, where there's professionally trained staff to help. But in general, I just encourage people to keep an eye on those kind of online forums, because that's where we publish all our information and everything that's going out, and that's where people can be kept really up to date with what's going on internally.